Hello and welcome to I'll Bring the Bible with Mel
and Monica.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yay, it's finally 2021. We didn't know it last year that we would want 2021 to come, but I was excited for 2020. I was ready.
I just kept hearing Barbara Walters, this is 2020. I just kept hearing that over and over. And you know, I know that there were big plans for everybody for 2020.
So many plans.
I think Oprah had like a 2020 tour or something where she was going to go all over the place to talk about her vision. I don't know, but
I had visions as to what the year was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have
visions? It was going to be big.
It was going to be epic.
It was going to be big. Yes.
And everybody was looking forward to it. And then March happens. And I think it was going okay for the most part. And then March happens and it just kind of stopped us in our tracks, which I think was a great thing. And then, but also it was a rough year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a rough year. I think looking back though, I think it was a great opportunity to mm-hmm. see all the ways that God was teaching us to rely on Him.
Yes. Yeah, all the challenges. I think what made it extra hard is that you have the challenge of being in quarantine, the challenge of adding the face mask and all of that. Plus, then you also have the life-altering things that happen in your life on a normal given year.
Right.
Health concerns, deaths, and things like that, which made it even more difficult to participate in life.
Right. I lost 3 family members.
Wow.
Yeah. None. Well, 1 was to the coronavirus, but 2 were just through other health issues. But yeah, I mean, everybody lost something.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yeah, John lost a grandma. She passed away from coronavirus. And then he wasn't able to go to his grandfather's 100th birthday because we had just recovered from coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a year. But really what I want to talk about right now is your beautiful earrings that you have hanging from your ears, because they are awesome. They're hoops, silver, gleaming, glimmering mm-hmm. hoops that you got from your grandma.
Right.
And they're beautiful, but you told me you didn't like them.
I like them as far as I think they're pretty.
Uh-huh.
I like them because they were my granny's, but I don't like to be aware of my earrings. I feel like they're dangling all the time. I can feel them like weighing down my ears. I can feel my hair getting stuck in them. I'm very sensory overloaded when it comes to that. So I don't know that, I guess I'm probably not going to wear them very often, but I appreciate you noticing.
It was funny that you said that because they're actually the complete opposite. I will probably wear the biggest hoops that I possibly mm-hmm. can that smack on my cheeks and that rest on my shoulder if I could.
They double as a bracelet.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I wear the biggest hoops, and so I just loved seeing her in some beautiful earrings. And then she said she didn't like wearing them.
Mm-mm. I don't like to be aware of the earrings.
So what do you like? Listeners, if you have a preference, let us know. Do you like wearing small earrings or big earrings? We're women. We like to talk about shiny, pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
So
let us know. I like shiny, pretty things. I just don't like to feel them. I don't like to be aware, especially around my face and my head, I think.
Speaking of shiny, pretty things, we have a shiny and very pretty new year in front of us. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Let's just claim it.
Yeah. Let's just say it's going to be shiny and pretty. And one of the things that I did last year that I hadn't done in years past, because really I just thought it was a silly idea, was choose a word for the year.
A word.
Yep. And I saw it all over the internet. I follow a lot of writers on the internet. And I saw that people were choosing a word for their year, and I was like, what is a word of the year? And people,
which is kind of what I said when you
right.
mentioned it to me. Yes.
That's right. And then when I found out it's like a word that they choose to live their year by, I thought, oh, well, that's silly. I don't need a word for my year. And then I thought about it a little bit more, and I thought, you know, maybe I should choose something just to kind of help me direct my year. And I chose the word grow. And I prayed about it, and I asked the Lord to really grow me that year. And it ended up that he really did. This 2020 was a year of great growth for me. And I was really intentional about applying that word kind of to the things that I did. And I asked myself, will this help me grow? And kept in a conversation with the Lord and just allowed God to work in that. There's nothing magical about a word.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
What if my word's magic?
Well, it, you know, then I'd say, show me. Show me in the Word how you're going to apply that to your life. What does the Bible say about that? You know, it would be an interesting word to choose.
It's okay. You're safe. I didn't choose magic.
All right. No, but I, you know, it's not a magic mystical thing. It's not that you choose a word and that's automatically going to happen. It's just, I thought it was a fun thing to do to kind of help shape the year into a year of growth. And tell me your thoughts on the word of the year. You had no idea.
Well, I have to say that I listen and follow a lot of authors, writers, speakers myself, and none of the people that I'm following mentioned a word of the year. So when you mentioned it to me, I was like, I don't really know. I don't get it.
It's because I follow a lot of mom bloggers.
Oh, okay.
So it's very popular in the mom blogging arena.
Maybe I should... I don't know.
You follow anybody you want to.
All right. So I was a little skeptical because that doesn't really seem to be my route of thinking. But I am super scattered. And usually when I sit down to study anything, I have like 12 books around me. I'm not even exaggerating. So I thought, you know, I could try a word. I could try instead of just, you know, putting the kibosh on it. I thought, you know what? New year, new me. I'm going to just be open to new ideas and process this thing out.
So we are going to share our individual words, and then we kind of came up with a word for the podcast, and we thought we'd share them with you, and we want to invite you to choose a word if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine too. But we thought, you know, it might be interesting to chit-chat about. So what's your word of the year?
My word. Well, first I want to say, because of my personality, I had a really hard time choosing a word. I thought about even having three or four words, which kind of defeats the purpose, right?
Yes, it does.
So it was really, really hard for me. Then I thought I would ask my husband what my word should be. Again, a problem of mine. So, but I settled on... intentional.
Okay. And I like that. I love it.
So I want to intentionally live my life to the glory of God and bring focus to what God has called me to do in each area of my life.
Ooh, you defined it.
I even defined it. Well, I needed to define it.
I didn't define it.
So that way that I won't change my word, which, you know, I could do easily. I needed to know exactly, if I'm going to do a word, I need to know what it means and write it down.
Okay.
So I decided that I really want to be intentional. I have a lot of different areas in my life that I have work to do, and I find myself roaming around aimlessly in my house sometimes, just trying to figure out what I want to do. I always feel behind. And so I thought that if I could just ask the Lord to help me to be very intentional with the time that I have, the time that he's given me, and that's in all the areas of my life. Mm-hmm. So like in faith, in work, in my family, friendships, yes. Everything is just to, instead of waste my time, just to be really intentional with how I grow in those areas.
Yeah. And all of those things get in the way of each other. Family, work, friendships, what you do at church, they all seem to kind of mesh together in a big ball. And so intentional is a great word so that you can really kind of hone in, you know, what do I want to be intentional about today or this week or So yeah, I think that's great. Did you choose a verse to go with it?
Well, one of the things that really made me think of being intentional was 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, "So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God." And it says, "Give no offense to Jews or Greeks or the church of God, just as I also try to please everyone in everything, not seeking my own benefit, but the benefit of many, so that they may be saved. Imitate me as I also imitate Christ."
Love it.
So if I can be intentional about everything that I do is meant to glorify God,
mm-hmm.
then, and then really being not self-pleasing, but being sacrificial,
mm-hmm.
But also be driven by goals in what I think, where God wants to use me.
Yes.
Because yes. I can, you know, I saw this, also trying to please everyone and everything. I'm a people pleaser, but that's not what Paul's talking about right here.
No, he's not.
Because I think when you people please, you also want the gratification of being the one to help them.
Yeah.
And I do have a heart for people. And I let, a lot of times, though, I will let that get in the way of what God's calling me to do in particular.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to be prayerful and intentional about what it is that I'm doing.
Yeah.
And is it for God's glory or is it for my own?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Great. Love
so,
the word.
And I'm hoping that I stick with that word, you know, because I thought about discipline and I thought about focus and I thought about sacrifice. And then I thought, well,
you know,
I can intentionally be in all of those things.
You know, I'm going to make you stick with the word. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that
I'll keep you in line.
Right. Well, that'll be magic. So what about yours?
My word. I thought about it a lot.
Is it as good as intentional?
It's not.
Because it's a competition,
mine
really.
Mine is pretty boring.
We'll
that's
see.
What I think. But my personal word for this year is learn. And I'll tell you the reason why it is. This has been something that God has been working on my heart for several years, but I kept resisting because learning has always been difficult for
mm-hmm.
me. I don't learn easily, and it takes me a lot of repetition. So it's really difficult for me to sit down and concentrate because my attention is so very short. So you and I have that in common. Mm-hmm. We've talked a lot about it.
Right.
You know, God has been working on my heart to really flesh out and go a little deeper into doctrine and theology. Mm-hmm. And things like that. I've just always been very afraid to do that. I don't know why. I just didn't think that my brain would have the capacity to be able to withhold all of that information.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I see, like I said, I follow a lot of mom bloggers mm-hmm. because I participate and write sometimes for a mom blog. So we share mm-hmm. each other stuff and things like that. But the more I read some things that are being put out, the more it bothers me, because then that means that all of these things are being shared on the internet and all of these things on social media, these words, these great, beautiful words that
mm-hmm.
people have to say that aren't necessarily what the Bible says.
Right. Right.
And women are taking it in and they're drinking it up
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And then I also write a lot for I'll Bring the Bible, and I feel the conviction to really know what I'm saying and making sure that's the thrust of what God was saying in His Word and not just saying something that sounds pretty.
Right.
So,
and God will hold us accountable if we lead people astray intentionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like I'm doing a good job so far.
I think you are too.
But I know what I believe, but I want to know the theology behind
mm-hmm.
what I believe. You get what
right.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other facet of this word learn is that I need to find what I'm meant to do for the rest of my life. And that means that I'm either going to have to do some training or go back to school or something. Because When I graduated from college, my husband and I were married, and we decided right then to go into the mission field. And that's what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden, we had to come back. And I'm finding myself without a career, not knowing what I'm going to do for as far as a career is concerned. And I know that we're in the position where I have to work. So, and I actually want a career. So let me just say that too, you know. So even though I don't want to go back to school, I think I'm going to have to. And that's the other reason, like trying to figure out how I'm going to pursue that and what I'm going to do and where I'm going to go from here. A 40-year-old woman who should have, I guess, maybe what, 15 years of work behind her belt, has lots of missionary experience, but no career path.
Well, I think, though, one of the things about your 15 years is that every step that God, every opportunity that God gives you is preparing you for the next thing.
Yes, I believe that too.
And so I think that even right now in the waiting is just an exercise in faith.
Yep, you're right.
So learn's a great word.
I have. So
are you going to change it like me?
I'm not going to change it.
What if I change it once a month?
No, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Intentional. Be intentional about
I can't be intentional if I change it once a month.
So my verse is 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. And that's what I want to do. I want to rightly handle God's word in everything that I do.
You know, that's the Awana verse.
So oh,
maybe
is it?
Maybe you could take over Awana.
No.
Maybe that's your calling.
No. We actually came up with a word for the podcast.
You actually came up with a word for the podcast.
No, it's a wee thing. We have to say wee.
But I agreed. I agreed.
I don't know. I don't know if Monica gets it, but. No, so the word we came up with is the word deeper. Twofold. Diving deeper in the Word of God and making sure that our listeners get the very best of what we can teach.
Mm-hmm.
What's in within our grasp, what God gives to us. And do it in the best way we can and help people and encourage people to dig deeper in the Word of God. And then also go deeper with our guests and really find out what makes people tick, even if we may not necessarily agree with everything that they say.
And, you know, despite what you find on the interweb, you can disagree with people, and it's still okay.
Yes.
You can love people and completely disagree with everything about them.
Right. Exactly.
You can still love them. And I think that that's an important tool that we need to bring back to our culture, don't
yes,
you think?
I do. And because we challenge each other.
Right.
And the thing is that we've totally taken that away. We can't challenge each other anymore.
Uh-uh.
We're not allowed to challenge each other anymore.
Right.
That's why it's so important to have good friends who will challenge you. And so what I thought about when I was choosing the word deeper is that we shouldn't, I think sometimes when I read something in the Bible that's just a little bit like, I don't understand that, or that bothers me, because why would God do that, or why would God be that way, or why did he work in this situation that way? I think instead of being afraid to kind of touch that story and gloss over it, that we should dive deeper and pray
right.
and understand why God did what he did. And to remember that if we truly believe that God's word is God's word, then God's word is truth.
Right.
That's the end of it. And that the Bible is the Bible and it says what it says. And that is truth. And we have to embrace all of it, not just the parts
right.
that we want.
And a lot of that comes through understanding the Bible in its context.
Yes, you're right.
Because once you understand the context, then you can really truly begin to see the character and the attributes of God for what they really are, rather than to look at the circumstance.
Right, exactly. And there's so many helps to be able to understand it. So don't be afraid, listeners, if you hear, oh, understand context, and that means I've got to read or I have to study everything. There's Bibles like the Bible that Monica has right in front. It's a study Bible, right? Mm-hmm. And before each book, is there a description of the context of the
right, and book? I will, I love lots of different Bible study Bibles. Mm-hmm. The one that I've committed to intentionally
good
this year is my She Reads Truth Bible, and it is a beautiful, beautiful Bible that at the beginning, like I'm in Hebrews right now, mm-hmm. and it starts out with a timeline so that you can know what it's talking about in history, just in the historical time. And then it will give us going deeper. It actually says going deeper.
Oh,
it will
yeah.
say, you know, Hebrews 1, it will tell you, it gives you the cross reference right there where you can go deeper to learn more. And it will say read and understand Hebrews. It gives you the historical content just so that you can be, and it's pretty. It's got a lot of mm-hmm. art. It's just pretty. And then there's just some little commentary and some little some articles that they've worked very hard in putting those together.
Right. So. But if you have a study Bible from a reputable Bible publisher, any study Bible mm-hmm. would have a page that talks about
right.
the context of the book.
Right.
And lots of cross references, and don't mm-hmm. be afraid to use them, because those are all things that mm-hmm. will help you understand. What I like most about cross referencing is reading something in the New Testament, and when it cross references
right.
into the Old Testament, mm-hmm. that's one of my favorite things
right.
to do. So she
reads truth.
She reads truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is a really pretty Bible. It's the Christian Standard Version, so it's very readable,
mm-hmm.
and the general editors are women.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I recommend it. It's very readable, and it's pretty. How's that? Pretty and readable.
That's what we like. Shiny new year.
Shiny new year.
So, listeners, what our commitment to you is that you will always get the best of us, or at least we hope so. The best mm-hmm. of what God has revealed to us through His Word, and we will mm-hmm. try this year to encourage you to go deeper, to right. go deeper ourselves, to present people with different viewpoints. Maybe we can have someone on here, and also to challenge your thinking, hopefully, mm-hmm. on the different topics that we're going to have this year. And I'll bring the Bible. So we are super excited about 2021.
I think too, when you go deeper into God's Word and you understand that God is love,
mm-hmm.
that when you present things and challenge things to people, you're able to do that in love instead of being critical or something that's not going to go over very well.
Right.
You know, you can look at that person lovingly first and then know that you want to share them this truth of God's Word because you love them.
Yeah.
And I think that when you really get into God's Word, you see that and you see the love behind it.
I agree. For this particular word, deeper, we're each going to share a verse, and mine was Psalm 42:11. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. And the reason why that spoke to me as going deeper in my relationship with Christ and the Word is that I really want to encourage myself this year and encourage you all that no matter what we're going through, if we keep our hope and our focus on God, that we always have something to praise Him for.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the passages that I wanted to share was Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division, which it means separation, distribution, mm-hmm. of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning, that means judging correctly, the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And the heart is the seat and the desires, feelings, passions. So, you know, just to deeply love God and dive into His Word according to this, mm-hmm. God's Word is alive and it's piercing. It will draw us closer. He will provide us the knowledge and wisdom to know him better, to judge what is true, what is correct. And that only comes from the Word of God. And then another thing that really jumped out at me was Ephesians 3, mm-hmm. 16 through 19. And it's Paul is praying for the church. And he says, I pray that he may grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in your inner being through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. I pray that you, being rooted and firmly established in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and width, height and depth of God's love, and to know Christ's love that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
One of my favorite verses.
Mm-hmm. Paul's praying here for the minds of believers to be enlightened by Christ, who indwells in them both individually and corporately mm-hmm. as the body of Christ. It gives us strength and power and knowledge to do the will of God and to understand the immeasurable love that Christ has for us.
Yes.
And we're only going to get that truth by going deep into the Scriptures.
That's right.
Because that's how God speaks to us.
We want to encourage all women to do that because mm-hmm. it's so important. It's so important right now. I feel like politically we're headed into quite a year either
right.
way. And I think it's so important for women to know where they stand with what God's word says, not what our mm-hmm. political convictions are. And so I think this year is going to be challenging in those aspects.
Oh, I agree. And I think that our identity as image bearers,
mm-hmm.
As Christ followers, as women, all of that's being challenged.
Yeah.
Identity in who we are in Christ is crucial to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see so much content out there, Christian content for women, that is right at the feelings level.
Yes.
And they want to, and you know, what sounds good sells.
Yep.
And a feeling is a feeling for a moment.
Yep.
But if we do not understand the truth of who we are, that our identity is grounded in what Christ did on the cross. Because, you know, all humans are created in God's image, and that's what gives us value. It's not, you know, our culture tells us that we're valuable based on how productive we are. Or what we can do to serve other people. But God's word says that we are valuable just because we're created in his image. And then those of us who are in Christ, I mean, God really, really ups the ante.
Yeah.
Because we are in Christ and he is in us. And we don't understand that because it's a huge mystery. But we don't understand that without going into God's word and digging for ourselves.
Right, exactly. I was thinking the other day how I can't possibly feel what God thinks, you know, and
no,
that's
right.
a lot of the things that we read on the internet where people feel that God thinks. I know what God thinks from his word.
Right.
We already know it, but we want to, like you said, and I have a tendency to do this, inject a lot of ourselves
mm-hmm.
into God's story.
Right.
And it's so tempting. I'm a story person. I mm-hmm. like to share stories and things like that. And the challenge for that with me is, does the story that you're sharing fit into or complement what God is saying in his word? And are you injecting too much mm-hmm. of yourself into his story? So,
well, and I think the opposite for me is where I will tell you what God's word is
mm-hmm.
to be true, but then to really teach you how to apply it is harder for me.
Well, this is why we're so good together.
Right.
New Year's resolutions. Did you make one?
I resolved to be intentional.
I'm not a huge fan of resolutions, but I do kind of make a resolution each year. Do you make resolutions?
I don't know that I necessarily make a resolution, but I do like a reset.
Yes, 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 that's good.
I get a new journal every year, and I was a little thrown off because I worked New Year's Day. And, you know, I felt like my whole, I was like, well, I just ruined the whole year. But I didn't have my new journal. I didn't have any of that. I wasn't prepared. So today is my reset.
I did not like how the new year began on a weekend. I think that threw everybody off. And did
well,
it?
Well, I mean, it was a Friday.
It was a Friday, yes. But usually, you know, you want to start things in the beginning of the week. And so I didn't really like that. But I don't know.
So the calendar didn't work for you. Well, 2021 is over.
So two things that I resolved to do better is spend more intentional time with
don't
my kids.
Don't steal my word. Don't steal my word.
I am. I'm borrowing it for what? Spend more intentional time with my kids, even if it's just like 15 minutes with each one. That means 45 minutes out of my day.
Right.
And sit down and really talk with them instead of doing it in the rush of things. Mm-hmm. And watch less TV, because that's always been a hang up for me. I use TV as a way to wipe out all of the thoughts that are constantly running through my head. Constant. Even though I did better the second half this year, I want to do even better going into 2021. And that's why learn. Because if I'm learning, I'm not going to necessarily be watching a lot of fluff and stuff on TV. So,
yeah, I think, you know, just taking everything as a learning opportunity. And I know that everybody's like, well, you've got extra time, but not me. I'm a nurse.
Yeah. I think the majority of people don't have all of this extra time. Americans in particular our time is really sucked up.
I agree.
But it's
how do we
too
change
much.
That? I mean, I want to be intentional about changing that, but I don't know how to do it.
One major thing that I've noticed from living in different countries is that American kids are involved in too much. And then I think that we as women commit to too much.
Oh, for sure.
And using the word no.
So do you think that
valuable?
Means I should quit my job?
No. No, I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know how that looks. It just,
I don't know how to fix it other than just quit letting your kids do anything.
Right now, I'd like my kids to be involved in more stuff. They're not involved in anything really right now because of, especially this year, because of coronavirus. But that's hard too, deciding what to do, how much to let your kids do, and then how much you're going to allow yourself to do. I've usually set aside at least one day of the week that I don't do anything. So that's nice.
I have that goal.
I'm very strict about my day of rest.
Ooh, I should do that too. I'm going to be strict. Can I change my word to strict?
No. I mean, sometimes we have to do the podcast on Sundays. This podcast we have to record on Sundays. At that point, you know, then I choose another day or another chunk of time where I allow myself to watch TV. Right, yeah. Right, to watch TV. But not anymore. I'm going to learn. we sure would like to hear what your word is and if you've made any resolutions. And remember, nothing mystical or magical about that.
No, it's not the word to guide you. It's just a tool.
It's not a biblical mandate.
No.
Resolutions are not a biblical mandate. Words are not biblical mandates. It's just a helpful tool.
Or if you have a helpful tool that keeps you on track, then let us know.
We do want to know because we need...
I need all the tools.
Well, we are going to take off here, but we are so thankful for you and thank you for listening to us. And if you're just joining us because you've resolved to listen to more podcasts this year, we're happy about that.
We are.
And we hope you stick with us. We too are just learning. We only started this, I don't know,
September.
And we're learning, and we'd love to hear your feedback and hear from you. We are on Instagram and Facebook, and you can interact with us there. We try to put something up at least once a day to encourage you and to challenge you. And then the podcast is here once a week at I'll Bring the Bible. We will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
All right. It's a wrap.
So.
We always begin with so.
So. That's my favorite word. Maybe my word of the year should have been so.